in studio this morning so you, Arizona homeowners, can spend a day with a plumber, an hour with a plumber here at Rosie on the House. We've brought in our certified plumbing experts, Bill Woods from Woods Plumbing of Tucson, serving the entire Pima County area. Bill, y'all go Pima County, is that fair? You go into Santa Cruz? You go down?
No, you don't go down to Rio Rico or anything like that.
We sneak into Pinal because we do a little in Red Rock.
Okay, all right. So Woods Plumbing, and we've got Chris Stanfield, Ben Franklin Plumbing, and Chris, y'all are Maricopa County wide.
Yes.
And that pretty well covers y'all's area, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
so
plenty.
Even if you're not in those areas and you've got a plumbing question, you can call because the plumbing experts are here.
1-888-767-4348, 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Laura's going to start us off. Well, Laura, hang on just a second.
What happened?
Well, I can't let another segment go by. Gus, the gentleman that you helped earlier with
the flag lighting.
We're going to have the light flag lit. He called back, and he just said he couldn't thank you enough, and he made me promise to thank you on air. He's just so excited, and that flag is really special to him. He's a vet. And
what did he say where he served and in what branch of the service?
I didn't get all the details, but Iraq.
Iraq veteran wanting to hang a flag. Had questions on how to light it, and we decided since he was a vet and he wanted to light an American flag, Rosie on the House was going to send a Rosie certified electrician to the house and take care of it for him.
Well, he said he wasn't expecting that. He was very thankful.
Good. Well, thank you very much. And thank you, Gus, for your service and all your veterans. Where are we going now? We're getting back into plumbing?
Well, I'm sure Laura's not the only person that has this problem. She's tired of waiting for the hot water to hit the faucet or the shower or the laundry machine or whatever. Laura, welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I have about a 2,000 square foot single family home, and the water heater, it's a gas water heater. I have it in the garage at the front of the house. And the master bathroom shower is in the opposite end of the house. And I waste so much water waiting for the hot water to get from there, you know, to the shower head. And I was wondering what if anything I can do, and how much would that cost if there is a fix for it?
Okay, well, there's several different ways you can go. Option one, I'm going to say, is a circulating pump. Bill, you want to take that? Talk her through what that involves?
Is this problem always been this way, a slow delivery of hot water?
Yes.
Okay.
I've owned the house for about 3 years, and when we were walking through it, I remember seeing a Home Depot bucket in the shower, and I was wondering why it was there, but I think they were using the water to water the flowers to not, you know, waste it because they didn't divulge this issue.
So. We had one homeowner, they would use that bucket. They turned the water off to the toilet, and they would just take the bucket, fill up the tank, and that's what they used to flush the toilet.
Yeah, the buckets would fill up just waiting for hot water. So, well, Bill, talk her through a circulating pump and all the circumstances that she needs to think about.
Well, the easiest way is to get a retro pump, and that actually bolts onto the hot side of the water heater, and you plug it in, and it actually takes the supposed to be hot water and push it in the cold side, except it's not hot. It's usually, you know, lukewarm, and it's about, I think, a 95-degree cutoff. So when it gets to the farthest fixture at 95, it shuts off, and that gives you just a few seconds lag time.
And the thermocoupler down at the end of the house senses the 95 degrees and shuts the pump off.
Mm-hmm.
When that water cools down to 80, 75, whatever, it opens back up, turns the pump back on, and you're sending hot water to that thermocoupler and pushing the cold water back.
Yes, and you get a couple configurations. You can put a timer on it. The only downside, if you have an older home with like under slab copper, you could be heating the floor. So sometimes that combination of an aquastat and a timer could trigger that pump just when you need it.
Interesting. And I'm a big believer in putting those pumps on timers, because if you're trying to constantly keep it hot all the time, you could see a large spike in your utility bill.
Oh, most definitely.
I turn my pump on about 4:30 in the morning, turns off at 6:30 in the morning, turns back on about 4 in the afternoon, and turns off at 7 in the evening.
Yeah. If you have a newer home with the PEX overhead piping, that's usually not that big a concern.
Oh, we're going to get into that, the PEX versus copper. I know we're going to get into that before the break. Chris, with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, so we've got the circulating pump is one of our options. What would be another option?
Well, there's also have you ever heard of Metlin pump?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you go and you push a button, and it does the same thing, and then it shuts off when it gets to temperature, so you don't have to worry about a timer, because it's a convenience to have that hot water there. It is going to cost you probably more money, because you're going to heat that water and lose that heat in the floor. So yeah, it's convenience. It's great to have.
Well, and I like the idea of this Metlin pump because, generally speaking, on the timer, it's when you're probably going to be taking your shower or doing anything, but you know that's not always the case, or on the weekends it's different. So this only activates when you're physically standing there, you push it.
Right.
How long does that take?
Well, it depends on the run. There's about 40 gallons of water. Is it 40? Three-quarter? Is it 100 feet? Is 4 gallons of water. That's what it is, I think. Yeah.
Trick question.
Yeah. I looked it up one time. So, you know, you think, okay, if I've got a five-minute shower head, it will take about a minute or so to do that.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well, of course, one of the other options would be go to a tankless water heater located at that end of the house. What are the pros and cons of the tankless systems?
The biggest con is probably the upfront cost. Once you get past that, then, yeah, you can put a tankless one to pump that up, to put it on the hot side. But for the most part, you know, the research pump is probably the best way to go.
And I think most people look at the tankless and they do a little web research and they see the tankless can cost anywhere between $800 and $3,000. And they think, well, that's about what I'll spend. But that's really just the very beginning. Aren't y'all putting water softeners ahead of every one of those that you install anymore?
You have to have some sort of water treatment here in Arizona because our water is so bad. If you don't, you will ruin the heat exchanger.
Really quick.
Yeah, pretty quick.
Yeah. So tankless certainly made a big move in the market a few years ago. I don't sense that they're quite as popular as they once were. Am I correct?
Oh, I think they're very popular.
You're still seeing them a lot?
One misconception is not just the upfront cost of the water heater, it's to power it.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's an exchange, you definitely don't have enough gas.
All right, we'll cover that more right after this quick break.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.